Just wanted to give him some more time. So those things play into it. I'm not one that believes that you have to play the guy because he has a shutout. You know, it just turned out that way. But I think it's a good opportunity for him to get in a groove and to build on confidence. Right. Well, you know, I don't want to sit here and give them a grade, so let's put it that way. So I think they both feel they could be a little bit better, let's put it that way, you know. And I think that's one of the things we're looking at as well as we're, you know. I think it's very clear that with all teams, they're very reliant on their goaltending to have success. We said that before we started. We said that the week of camp, the short camp we had. A lot of factors come into that. There's no exhibition games that play into that. You know, preparation has been all over the map. You know, have guys been playing? Have they not been? You know, you look around and you see some of the things that are happening in other teams, and a lot of it revolves around that position. So we're no different. You know, I think they've been okay, you know, as our team's been okay. I wouldn't sit there and say it's the reason why we lose games, but sometimes people want to attach that to it. That's fine.
How nice is it to have a team coming in here after a game last night in a 2.5-hour flight?
You know, I don't put a lot of stock in the back-to-back. I mean, I don't, you know, whether it's a record or not, I think for me, they're going to be ornery and wanting to win. The teams, I don't think teams turn around and play differently on back-to-backs. Like, they don't change systems and say, okay, let's lighten up and let's let up a little bit here. This is our second game in two nights. They're going to come out and try and get everything done they can, you know. So we've got our own challenges, and we've got to make sure that we're ready to go. You know, we understand that they're back-to-backs, but we understand that they've got some road issues, but, you know, they didn't have them last year. They've got a good team, and they like to play aggressive, so I don't see that changing. You know, I don't think they're going to come in here and tippy-toe around, so.
Start of the season, you said you hope to carry 7 or 8 D, and you've got 7 now, possibly 8 of them. Is that still the plan going forward to keep everybody around in the short season, especially on the blue
line? Well, that's more an answer for Kevin than for me, but you know, there's a lot of things attached to the defenseman, you know, requires waivers, not that type of thing. And the surplus of defensemen is something that you don't want to be taken lightly. Because as soon as you look to make a move and do something, something happens and you're looking for a defenseman again. So I think us as an organization recognize the value of defensemen. And right now, if our roster's fine with our numbers, then that's what we'll stay with, I assume, you know. But I'm happy with the 8 that I have. They can all play. They've showed they can all play, and now you're just picking to see which are the top 6.
How do you pick the top 6? Just who's going best?
Well, you just kind of go by 1 through 8 and just work from the bottom if you want, you know. But it's not, sometimes it's just not that black and white. What does some guys offer? Some guys can add things on the power play. Some guys can add things on the penalty kill. Does that factor into things if the others coming in don't? You know, how's the power play affected or the penalty killing affected by it? Is it a physical team? Is it not? Is it a skating team? Is it not? There's too many factors to, you know, veteran players, you like to, you know, give them a little bit of respect and give them the opportunity to try to right the ship in their own game. So, you know, young guys have a little, you know, a little tougher staying in possibly because of the lack of experience, but it all depends. There's a lot of factors. I wouldn't sit and say there's any one thing.
From the road trip through Montreal and Florida, and then you had, which didn't turn out so well, the Florida game, you win in overtime, you let them get off strong, you're feeling better now after Ottawa. Have you got any theories on the inconsistencies of the last 2 weeks? Is it all related to Dustin Bufflin?
I wouldn't think so. Not by watching us play, you know. Like that game in Tampa, like we could have had 6 Dustin Byfuglien's in that game, you know. And I don't know that it would have been any different if you're going to play like that, you know. I think he's a good player. Let's put it that way. He's, you know, we're better when he's in the lineup and he's playing the right way. We're a better team. He can do some things that others can't, you know. He's, you know, he gets shots through, for example. Some guys just don't have that ability. He can. He can make a breakout pass from your goal line to the red line on the tape, you know. Some guys can't. Under pressure, he can make a short 3-foot pass to somebody that you would never expect him to make, you know. So those things help you, you know. So I don't know if there's a coincidence there. No, I wouldn't attach that to it.
So any theories then on the inconsistencies? Is it just a function of scrambling your season together and getting it on?
Well, you know, I'm not going to put too many theories into it. I was afraid of games 6, 7, and 8. I think that's what those games were, because of a lot of different factors. One of them was fatigue. One of them was travel. One of them was team conditioning level, and there was a lot of things. That was a 3 and 4 nights, I believe, so that's where you could really find yourself into some problems, and we did. We managed to find the problems, you know, so is that a theory? I don't know. I was aware of it.
Have you been able to notice a difference in the readiness of the players who played versus the readiness of players who didn't play? Has there been anything that simple, or is it just an individual?
No, I don't see that. I don't see that. I think players get themselves prepared to play pretty much every night. They don't always have the best games, but I know what you're saying. I'm not sure. And talking, you know, if I was talking to them, I'm not sure that they would, you know, say, "Geez, I'm not as sharp," or because I haven't been using my brain for 8 months, and I'm not used to, you know, motivating up and down and stuff like that. I haven't been used to it because I haven't played at all. I'm not really sure that that's a part of it. I think the players recognize what's at stake, and they're trying to get it done.
Clitson going to be out tonight?
Could be. Was he out there at the end? Sure. Maybe you should stay and watch that. Don't know. Pardon? Be a game time decision.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, have a good day.